Blog Talk Radio.
The Book Club Hub Book Tour. I'm Beverly Black, and I'm over here jamming for real. That was Scorpio by Don, Coffee. And let me just tell you a little bit about the Book Club Hub. We have been getting it in all season long. We have reached the second to our last episode. Our last episode will be May 29th. But I'm so happy. This episode joining me will be none other than LaRonda Crosby and Benjamin Hicks. Almost made him an actor. Now, everyone has been tuning in for Industry Insights. author readings, free book giveaways. I will be giving away a book on this episode, and industry professional connections, all waiting for you to make the magic happen, because everyone has a story to tell. Now, this is brought to you by Gumbo for the Soul International, Gumbo for the Soul Publications. Everyone has a story to tell. Who will you trust to tell yours? We have been welcoming book club reviewers, artists, editors, authors, and marketing professionals. They have graced the mic all season long, and we have been blessed for this book tour special. Now, I am going to welcome to this roundtable discussion the authors, and we are going to start with ladies first, Ms. LaRonda Crosby, and welcome Mr. Benjamin Hicks. How are you both doing?
Fantastic.
I'm doing
thank
well.
You.
Good, good. Well, are y'all ready to have some fun?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, now. Oh, y'all sound real lively. I like this. Now I was over here jamming, too. You know, I have to remember not to be getting it in over here, because when I get these music selections, by the time the song is over and I open my mic door, I'll be over here out of breath, okay? So I kept it toned down this time, but I still tried to get it in a little bit. I don't know if y'all remember that jam, but that is like from the 70s. And it's just so relevant to just having fun. So I thought it would be a great theme song. So I want to have some fun, and we're going to start with our first guest, LaRonda Crosby. Tell us who you are. Who is LaRonda Crosby? Where are you from? Your first existence on this planet when you knew who you were. Tell us that.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me. So who am I? I'm born and raised
it's
in Oakland, California. I am a lifelong learner and reader and writer, have spent over 30 years in the fields of education and public health, and always had writing as a backdrop. And so now I'm at the point where I am walking fully into that.
Wow, amazing. Well, I know you wear a plethora of hats, and I cannot tell you what a pleasure it was to finally meet you in person.
Yeah,
it was
that
nice,
was fun.
And you were so loving and welcoming.
You
brought me to the stage, and I really, really appreciated that. It goes a long ways when someone welcomed you so warmly, and, you know, you can just do your thing after that. And so you made me feel so comfortable and so welcome. Yes, I was very comfortable.
Yeah, it was my pleasure to do that. I was so happy to meet you. We had been, you know, circling worlds and seeing each other on Facebook. And then I was like, oh, here she is live. So I was just as excited as you were.
Wow. And you know what? You're just as beautiful as in person as you are on your Facebook profile picture and the flyer that we have you on. So I, again, want to thank you for being here. Now, let me have Benjamin jump in here, because we're going to kind of toggle back and forth. Benjamin Hicks, how are you?
Yes.
Welcome to the Book Club Hub Book Tour. And tell me and our guest a little bit about yourself. Who is Benjamin Hicks?
Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Well, my name is Benjamin Hicks. I'm from Baltimore. I've been writing since I was 15. I'm a late bloomer. Some people start writing when they was 5 years old, but I started writing when I was 15. But I started writing rap music. So when that didn't work, I was inspired to write poetry. So at the age of 15, I started writing poetry on and off. Until I got to college, it was like an explosion of creativity. And that explosion of creativity allowed me to publish and write several books. And by the way, I'm in your book, Gumbo for the Soul. The poem that you publish is I'm Somebody. So,
well, you know what? I am honored for that. Gumbo for the Soul, did you publish in the Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community? Because I remember going back with you seemed like forever. The same with you, LaRonda. Ever since we've been had an online presence, we've been connected. And I do honor and appreciate your inclusion in Gumbel for the Soul, Benjamin. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
And I knew that. You know, I knew that, right? I don't want you to think I didn't know that.
No.
You know, we've been connected.
No, I didn't know that. I thought that sometimes when you publish a lot of stuff, people's names are not familiar. You sometimes it depends what it is. I think it depends on the work. If it's great work or somebody said something to you that inspired you and you can remember that for decades later, I think. But thank you for publishing my poem, Somebody.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, here's the thing with Gumbel for the Soul. Of course, the submissions came in from all over the world, and I read every last one of those submissions. Every last one. So it wasn't like, oh, send it on to the editor and, you know, just keep it going. No, I read every last one. But when I saw, you know, when we started communicating via the inbox, you know, I was brought back to the point of how we connected. So, yes, of course, I wouldn't forget that. Now, you kind of went forward a little bit because I was going to ask about when you had first been bitten by the writer's bug, but you did kind of cover that. But nonetheless, let me pan back over to LaRonda, and I'm going to pose that question. And I will have you come back, Benjamin, because we do want you to go a little deeper into the writing journey, the beginning of the writing journey. And so, okay, so now, LaRonda, your origins, Oakland, California. I'm a Bay Area girl myself, born in San Francisco, raised in East Palo Alto, worked in Silicon Valley, lived in Oakland off East 14th and 87th, first time I ever owned a gun in my life. But
yeah, I know exactly where you are. You know, where you, yeah, where you're talking about. Absolutely.
Why nothing about Oakland was on the news before I moved to Oakland? That's what I wanted to know. But Oakland is so beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
It is so beautiful, and especially for the arts, and the music. The people that come out of Oakland and the music, we don't even want to get started. But when were you first bitten and smitten by writing? How did that come into your life?
Well, I started creating stories for myself. I was an early reader, and I started writing. I remember, you know, 8 or 9 years old, I wrote my first little story, you know, on that brown paper with the blue lines in third or fourth grade. And I created stories. You remember that paper, right? I created stories just to amuse myself. I was an only child until my younger sister came along about 4 years later. So it was just me and my mom. My father was in the Navy. He wasn't home a lot. And I just wrote stories to amuse myself. And I did that for years with, you know, maybe my mom hearing a story, my sister listening to some stories. And as I grew, you know, stopped a little bit in college because there was so much other writing and stuff to do for school, but continued to write and amuse myself and would just write stories and put them in a box. And that's where they just would stay. I'd write them, I'd read them, I'd put them in a box. And, you know, as time went on, I'd share, you know, stories with people here and there and got an opportunity, you know, 10 years ago or so, maybe even longer than that now, to participate in a writer's retreat. And that just really helped me to see myself and feel and understand myself as a writer. I don't know what I thought a writer was other than someone who writes, but I always thought of writers as the people whose books I read. So although I'm writing, I'm not thinking of myself as a writer. I wasn't even thinking of myself. I actually was told, like, you know, you're a writer. And I was like, really? Like, that's what a writer does. A writer writes. And so, you know, I have a dear friend to thank for that, you know, illuminating that for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
But yeah, early writer and just mm-hmm. kept on writing and finally decided to show somebody other than, you know, my family, my work, and the response has been amazing.
Well, you know what? That is amazing because when you know that there's something down inside of you and you're getting it out at that age, you don't know where it's taking you. You don't even, like your dear friend told you, you're a writer, but it's so much a part of you that it's just you.
Absolutely.
So
and I thought everybody did it. For years, I thought everybody walked around looking at people and making up stories in their head. So I had to learn that, no, everybody isn't doing this. You know, I just thought everybody's, you know, seeing the man walking across the street to the mailbox and creating a whole story for him. I thought everybody did that. So
and
I found out that.
So go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, what is so amazing is that here you're this kid in this world unfolding, and it's so much you believe that this is the normalcy that everyone lives. Everyone discerns the world around them. They take it in. They discern it. They write it down. They read it. You know, this is how they're processing what they're observing and, you know, what they're living, their surroundings. And little do you know that this is a gift that
yes.
you possess that is given to you.
Absolutely.
And so that's great the way you came in touch with that gift and the way your dear friend confirmed it for you, because you were affirming in your actions. Every time you wrote, you were affirming over and over again. And
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's beautiful. All right, all right. Well, now we're going to jump back over here to Benjamin, unless he has a comment. Did you have a comment for LaRonda? When I say round table, I do mean that, you know, you can talk to each other and comment. So I do want to know if you have any comments about LaRonda's journey, and then we want you to tell us how you were smitten and bitten, even though you already covered a little bit, you know, poetry, college, but go deeper. Mr. Benjamin.
Okay, I have one question for Rhonda. When you was 9 years old, what inspired you? Was it an environment? Was it your family? Was it the people that was around you? Was it school? Was it, what was it?
You know, looking back, it was probably all of those things, but at
okay.
the time, it felt like it was just this imagination that was in my head. And I was the little girl who had a lot of imaginary friends. So my table, although there was just me and my mother actually sitting there physically, there were 14 different people at that table with us because I had all these imaginary friends. So, you know, looking back, it was probably all the things I had. Yeah, no, you know, I had amazing. No, it wasn't just you, Beverly. It was not just you. I had amazing teachers who always encouraged and inspired and, you know, a mother who was like, do your thing. You know, just,
right.
I don't know what you're doing, but you go ahead and do it.
Okay. Okay. That sounds inspiring for young people today because they took a lot of stuff out of school. Getting back to my
very good
when
point.
I started
very
writing,
good. Wait, very good point, Benjamin, before you know, go on. Very good question, observation, and a very good point because we do not have the arts in school. And the fact that, you know, when LaRonda was on her journey, she had, you know, the home life and the academia to encourage her. So thank you for raising that point. We shall expound further. But go on.
Yeah.
All right, when I was 15 years old, I told you I started writing rap music, hip-hop. But when I got into high school, I already knew I wanted to be a writer. In order to be a writer, I had to have typing skills. So the high school that I was in had typing. So I said, well, let me take typing. This one, typing, you had the keys were so hard that it was hard when you type on it. It was hard to have to type. It ain't like the day we could tweet. No, right, right. So that's how I started. So I know I'm going to be a writer. So I went into signed up for typing. That's okay. I took a lot of English classes, but I wanted to be a writer. I had imagination, too. I had slippers called beanie sockies. And my sister today, well, you know, 2 days ago, she would say, you remember those shoes you called them? They were beanie sockies. She said, what is your shoes now? I said, they're family slippers. Even though I had a brother and a sister, I used to play with myself. I had imaginary friends, too. I have an imagination. Like I said, my favorite movie was Star Wars because it brought out a lot of imagination. So with me, it was a lot of stuff that brought out a lot of imagination for me, the environment, what I observe. I still do the same thing. I observe people. And that's why I went in the field that I am, and I'm working in the field that I wanted to get my graduate degree in. Going back to when I was 13, had all these raps. The teacher, it was English class. She said, well, I want y'all to write a poem about love. So I wrote a poem called Love Is. And I changed it over years because it was in my second book called Distinguished Young Black Poet, Volume 1. But I still have those raps. Those raps are about like 30 or 30-something years old. The paper is brown and everything. So I got stuff that I got stuff that I've written ever since I was in high school. So I already knew that I was going to have a plethora of different writing. Like I said, I write essays, I write short stories. I went to film school, I write scripts, I write plays. I write mostly everything. Like I said, I had imaginary friends, like I told you about the beanie sockie. But I come up with titles that people tell me, well, you know, this is not in the English language, like arithmetic. People say, what is that? How you spell it and stuff like that? It's called arithmetic. I just took a riff, the first word of riff, and I took multiplication, the last word, phrase, and put it together called arithmetic. So that's how I come up with different things. For poetry, I used to come up with the titles first, and then now I come up with the poem, then I come up with the title. But from 15 on up to now, my writing, when I was 15, I was just writing, that's me writing. And I just said, let me just write this. I was inspired, but I wasn't inspired like I am today. Like I told you before, when I got into college, I wrote a little bit. I'm talking about a little bit. I had like talking about poetry now. I had like about five poems. That's it. This is this is from high school on to freshman year college. All right. When I transferred schools, my inspiration changed. And then when I got to film school, it exploded. I mean, I was writing every day. I was writing like 12. I was like writing 12 poems a day. So I was.
Wow.
I was that's when Scott. And you know, one of those poems, like I said, I'm somebody. I wrote that when I was a junior at Towson University. It was Towson State University when I was there, but I wrote that when I was there. Most of the poems in my first 2.5 books I wrote when I was in my sophomore or junior year of college. It was an explosion. I don't know what happened. It was like somebody took a lock and unlocked my imagination and my creativity. It exploded on the papers. So that was happening. That was my inspiration. Not only that, I changed when I was writing hip-hop. My favorite poet is Langston Hughes, but my favorite book is Colors, written by Conte Collins. Because he was the only poet at the time was writing about color complex. Langston Hughes came later on. But Langston, I like Langston because Langston Hughes wrote about everything. I like writers that write about everything. So Langston Hughes was my favorite poet. He inspired me to write different stuff. I like jazz, but I'm not writing jazz poems. I only have one jazz poem. But different stuff inspired me as a writer. It might be Iron Chef. It might be Top Model. It might be a movie like Black Panther. I might go to a graduation and the speaker might say something. I might write down a title come to me like that. Like on Mother's Day, my sister said something and I wrote it down. And she said, "What did you do?" I said, "You said something that inspired me to write something down." So it depends on the conversation. It depends on what people are talking about. It depends on what I see. See, I'm a visual person.
Let me jump in here with you. And first we want to allow LaRonda. LaRonda, do you have a comment about what Benjamin has said thus far? Because we're going to toggle back and forth.
Absolutely. No, go ahead and move forward because Benjamin answered a couple of the questions that I had in his conversation because I wanted to know how his writing had evolved, and I also was interested in what writers had influenced him, and he answered all of that. So I'm ready for the next thing.
Well, I know that's right. Well, you know, what he touched on for me, what was so interesting is that, Benjamin, you seem to know the direction to take. When you went and enrolled in a typing class, that told me that you gave thought to, all right, I'm going to need to master this keyboard. At that point, it told me that you were serious about writing. So I'm not surprised that, you know, your journey would evolve to where, you know, you would have a plethora, like you said, of writings. Now, I wanted to know, have you dial back a little bit and ask you about your rap music. You said that you were writing some rap music. So who were your rap influences? I'm trying to get an idea of what timeline of music you grew up with.
Okay. When hip-hop was created, in the early 70s, so I'm in that generation, but the rappers who inspired me was Kool Moe Dee, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick, Public Enemy. Public Enemy is my favorite group besides Gangsta, Guru, and DJ Premier.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, because when I listen to, see, when I play Kool Moe Dee, Rakim, and Big Daddy Kane, my parents allowed me to play that. Matter of fact, my father bought How You Like Me Now. My mother's favorite rapper is Kool Moe Dee. But they were talking about stuff that back then are existing today. It wasn't no profanity, anything like that. They had lyrics where you can sit back and say, okay, he said this. What does this word say? What does this word mean? Okay,
his rhyme patterns,
alliteration. And stuff like that. When I used to be a teacher also, and to make
well, now hold
story
that thought.
Short.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Let me toggle back over because you got a, like you said, you got a plethora of layers of things, and I love it because I have some more questions as well. And you shouted out Melly Mel. I kind of cut you off, but I did hear you shout out Melly Mel, and I want to shout out Melly Mel as well because today is his birthday, and he is part of our sponsors movement, which is Genius is Common. So if you go to geniusiscommon.com, I want to shout out Bruce George, the creator and co-founder of Russell Simmons's Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. We've been rocking for 11 years this July, and he is the founder of Genius is Common, which Melly Mel is a part of. So happy birthday, Melly Mel. And you can visit Genius is Common. Yeah, and you can visit Genius is Common and check out Melly Mel's expression of what his genius is. And I just wanted to know, you know, musically, that little tidbit, because as I was speaking with LaRonda yesterday, I'm I overlap into the music industry as well. We have a show, and one of the shows that we have is called Hip Hop You Don't Stop. I think, I don't want to say Big Daddy Kane was on there, but I'm not quite sure. One night they just did a blast, and they were calling people, and I was over here losing my mind, okay, because the producers just started calling people, and the next thing I knew, he was introducing this person, that person, and the other person. But, you might want to go back to Tribe Family Channel's studio, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul, and just put in Hip Hop You Don't Stop, and you'll see our previous shows. We opened up with Kid Creole and a lot of people. But now let me toggle back over to Rhonda. We're over here talking about music, to Love Rhonda, excuse me, and we're over here talking about music when this is the Book Club Hub Book Tour live on Tribe Family Channel for those of you who are just tuning in, and we are going to open up our phone lines right after this commercial from one of our sponsors, the Dream Castle Villa.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites, at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Another nice day.
On Saturday, June 9th, Dream Castle Villa presents the 9th annual Miss Dream Castle Beauty Pageant. Hosted by senior radio personality Tony Cobb of 93.5 WVIP. Join us at the Royal Regency Hotel, located at 165 Tuckahoe Road, Yonkers, New York, with live performances by Luss and Force MD. Music by Super Rock and DJ E. Kim. Showtime is 6 p.m. and tickets are $90, including dinner, open bar, and a dessert bar. For tickets and info, call 347-201-2210 or 914-525-2477. You may also check online for info at MissDreamCastle2018.eventbrite.com. It will surely be a beautiful night. Hope to see you all. Be there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in live to the Book Club Hub Book Tour. I'm Beverly Black, and I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel, a gumbo for the soul, international family brand. And yes, that would be a brand of mine as well. Praise be to God. And I am hoping to see all of you June 9th at the Dream Castle pageant. So be sure to embark upon Yonkers and seed into the lives of these young women in the pageant. So we're going to go to the phone lines. We have our guest authors, LaRhonda Crosby and Benjamin Hicks, and we're going to go to the phone lines and let some of our callers come in and offer a comment or a question. So area code caller 732, area code caller 732, your line is open. Do you have a question or a comment for LaRhonda or Benjamin?
Yes, I do. What do you get the most inspiration from when you share your work in person?
And who is your question posed to, and what is your name?
My name is Bernard Lee. I'm an author, and it's posed to both your guests, Benjamin and LaRhonda.
All right. Go ahead, LaRhonda, ladies first.
Okay, well, reading in front of folks is probably the biggest treat for me because as a writer, you know, you're usually alone doing that. So the feedback and the response from our readers is what inspires me. So I absolutely love live events where we're able to share and bring the words from the page to life for the people.
Awesome. For me, my children's book is different from adult books because children need actually someone to bring out their imagination. So what I do, I tell them a story first, and you can see their faces about the story I told them because they never heard the words or the way I put the words or what I put the picture in their heads. So for me, I get pure enjoyment of children having a nice time, having fun, but learning. That's what I do. For adults, it's totally different. When I read poetry, it depends on the audience. If I want to educate the audience, like one time when I was in graduate school, I did a poem. It was about black men in the military. And I didn't know that it was two veterans that were sitting in the audience. So after I finished, they said, thank you for doing that because a lot of people don't acknowledge us. So I did that. I didn't know they was in the audience. But that's my inspiration. That's one of my inspirations.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Ben, Bernard, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being a previous guest on the Book Club Hub Book Tour here on Tribe Family Channel, and we're looking forward to having you join us this summer as we keep Voices of Wisdom alive, embarking and talking about the Civil Rights Era and the Tougaloo Nine. So be sure to tune in. Bernard will be here with me on Tribe Family Channel. Thank you, Bernard.
Thank you.
Great, great. All right. Let me see if this caller wants to say anything. Caller, private area code. You know you're calling in with your number blocked, so your line is open. Would you like to say a comment or a question to our guest?
I would. God bless. Beverly, this is David out of Baltimore. Hello, everybody.
Hi, David.
Benjamin in London. I just want to commend you guys for completing your, I'm sure, at least one book. You know, that's definitely a big thing. And, you don't get enough credit for going out there and doing it. But my one question for you is, for both of you actually, is the writer's block. You know, I occasionally get that. I'm a writer. What do you do to overcome that? When those periods come upon you when you're writing and you have a good concept in mind, what do you do when, if it ever occurs to you, that when you lose train of thought or you lose inspiration, do you take a break and come back to it, or what do you do to get back in terms of getting things rolling again?
Thank you, David. That's a great question. I try not to think about it as writer's block. I was told by a writer friend of mine that a writer is always writing even when pen is not on paper. So I took that and ran with it. So when I get to a place in my writing where I feel stuck or nothing is falling together, I just back away from it and leave it alone and trust that what is supposed to come will. Water is very inspiring for me, so I may go walk by a body of water. I may wash the dishes. And then things will come together. So I found that thing that brings it back for me, but I just step away from it. I don't force my writing. I've never been able to do that, and I just allow the process to take place. And once it opens up again, everything is in place.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do that water thing too. I also go out and just, find me a nice river or something like that and just mellow out and then, inspiration like that. So it's definitely, I feel that.
Mm-hmm. And movies help also, David. I was thinking about that. Like sometimes just going to a movie because books are stories and there's words. So, music, Benjamin has certainly incorporated that. So music, movies, something else to just open up another part of your brain. Sometimes it's cleaning out a closet or mopping a floor. Sometimes that physical kinetic piece will also kind of jar and shake those words out of you again.
Okay. Wow, that is a very good observation, because when I'm out gardening, I notice that I get so much coming into my brain. It's like, whoa, I'm just out here gardening, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
I got to hurry up and get in the house. I need a pen.
Absolutely.
But that's very good. Go ahead, Benjamin.
What I do, if I have writer's block, I might take a walk, or I might talk to somebody, or I might listen to music, or I might look at a movie. It depends on what I'm writing. If it's dealing with creativity, I might look at Star Wars, I might look at the Black Panther, I might look at different things. But as it's come for short stories, I might go back and read Chester Himes, which a lot of people don't read, or I might read the classics, or I might wash the dishes, sit down and meditate or pray, and the idea come to me. Most of my ideas come to me. I can be talking to somebody, or I can be sitting on my porch, or I can be somewhere and somebody might say something, and I might twist the word around and twist it around and then come up with a meaning. Or somebody, I might be on the subway and somebody tell a story, then I tell a different way. But that's how I come up with my ideas.
Cool.
And when I have body fight, that's what I do.
Thank you both. That's the second time I heard this, so I guess I better bust the suds on it.
Well, David, thank you so much for calling in. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, I talk every day, so excuse me. But, yeah, thank you so much for calling in, and also thank you for being a previous guest on the Book Club Hub. And I still haven't forgotten, I need to contact you. I want to talk to you about the men at the well. All right?
All right.
I know that's deep. All right, God bless, and thanks for calling in. Continue listening.
Yes, thank
all
you
right,
for calling
so,
in.
Yeah, thank our guests and thank our callers. Now, we're going to go into a round of reading. So, first I would like to have LaRonda list your books in the order of publication. And we also want you to, before we close the show, I'm going to have you talk a little bit about UCAB, an organization that you're, well, don't let me talk about it because I can't. I'm not qualified. I don't have all the information. but tell us about your publications in the order.
Okay, so let me make sure I'm clear on that. I want to talk about the brand new publication first, and then I can talk about some other stuff I've been published in. So in addition, you mentioned earlier the plethora of hats I wear. In addition to the writer part of me, I was fortunate enough to, or am fortunate enough to co-own a publishing company, Ideate Publishing, with an amazing editor, Tyra McDonald, and we published our first project, which is an anthology of short story fiction by women titled Where's My Tiara? And so that's our baby right now that we are just so thrilled and proud about. We had submissions.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We had submissions from everywhere. You know, had it not been for social media, we probably wouldn't have gotten submissions from, you know, the West Indies and Canada and all these places. And we had a group of reviewers to review our submissions, and we're fortunate enough to come up with 17 amazing stories by women, some brand new writers who were being published for the very first time. So we were so pleased and honored to be able to make that space available for new writers. We have our introduction was done by Trisha Thomas from the Napoli Ever After series, and she was gracious enough to write our intro, and Opal Palmer Adisa, who's a local Bay Area but also in the in Jamaica and internationally writer and poet and storyteller, and she contributed a story along with Sandra Jackson Opoku. So some local folks who had been writing just in this area, some brand new writers, and then some people that, you know, other folks know their names. So that's our big, our baby right now. We're just excited about Where's My Tiara and the stories that those women were brave and courageous and generous enough to gift us with.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds inspiring, empowering, you know, and all of that. So do you have a selection that you can share with us?
A selection from Where's My Tiara that I can share with you? Sure. You know, I got 17. There's 17 in this book. So I have some. And I wanted to also say that this collection has everything in it from Caribbean fairy tales to contemporary fiction, historical fiction, all painting a story of diversity of women. So we're really, really proud of that piece. But I can read a little bit from my submission, The Perfect Fit, if you like.
I would like to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will do that. I'll just pull out a piece here. So this is a story of a young woman who's at a crossroads in a relationship, and so she's making some decisions for her life. So I'll skip around just a little bit, but I will read some here for you. Kendra sensed his arrival, and her eyes popped open. They had just adjusted to the darkness of the bedroom when she heard his key in the front door's lock. She squeezed her eyes closed and returned her breathing to a sleeping rhythm. She had already decided not to confront him when she heard the weight of his steps creep down the hallway. Absent was the sound of the boots he'd left home wearing last night. He'd actually taken off his shoes. Kendra sat up in the bed and glanced at the large red LED 4:30 a.m. that glowed from her alarm clock. If a clock could laugh, this one would be rolling on the floor and preparing for the all-too-familiar scene about to take place. Kendra patiently waited for him to ease open the bedroom door before she flooded the room with the light from her bedside lamp. His reddened eyes told the story of the drinking and smoking, while the rumpled clothes and boots in his hands told the rest. So I'll skip over a little bit to how they met.
You skipped as soon as it got juicy. I forgot we was even on the show. I'm not in the story. Go
I'm
ahead.
Skip on over here and tell you how Kendra met this man with the boots in his hand, okay? So Kendra met Ahmad Jenkins her sophomore year in high school. He arrived as one of the senior athletic transfers who always seemed to show up whenever the basketball team had a chance to win the state championship. Running late into an assembly on the dangers of drinking and driving, Ahmad took a seat right in front of her and next to her best friend, Tasha Samuels. She couldn't help but blush when he nodded at her before he took his seat. Kendra and Ahmad were voted cutest couple at the sophomore spring gala. By the end of the school year, they were voted cutest couple once again by beating out the junior and senior cutest couple. Being the girlfriend of the basketball team's star point guard had its benefits. Free tickets to all the dances, early release from her last class on Friday when the team played away games so she could ride on the bus with the team, and looks of envy from every girl they passed no matter where they went. It also had some disadvantages. Less time to spend with Tasha, who hated any and everything to do with athletes, and lots of gossip by girls and some boys about what she must be doing to keep a boyfriend like him. So Kendra is running into what it feels like in this story, really having to grow into herself and figure out if Ahmad is still good for her. So The Perfect Fit explores Kendra's process of answering that question for herself.
Wow.
And let me know if you want me to keep reading. I can read more. We can talk about it either way.
Well, you know what? It's just absolutely interesting. Like I said, when you had him at the door with his boots in the hand, in his hands, I was just like so engrossed. I have to remind myself not to ask you to read out loud because I will forget. You know, I'd be like on both, leaning on both hands. You know how you have your hands under your chin and
right.
You know, just totally engrossed in what you were saying, but it sounds like they're very interesting publications. What are some of the names of your other work? I know that's the anthology from your company, and again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Individual story?
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That was my individual story. I've been published in several other anthologies. I was fortunate. My very first publication was in a book of essays. Life Spices from Seasoned Sisters, and so there was a volume one and two. Yeah, you got to get those edited by Vicki Ward.
That sounds nice.
amazing. And so, and we, you know, met just an amazing group of women with that publication and kind of toured around and went to schools and classes and women's groups and shared those essays just on life lessons and the experience of being female, right? So that was a publication. I've been publishing a book that was written for, again, another nonfiction collection of essays for First Lady Michelle Obama. It was called Go Tell Michelle, African-American Women Write to the First African-American First Lady. So I have a story in that. And I'm trying to think. Oh, and just
congratulations. That is, that right there was an ingenious way of reaching our sister Michelle.
Wasn't that
giving
great?
Her an embrace. That is ingenious right there.
And that was given,
so,
you know, during her first term, during President Obama's first term. So that was great.
Mm-hmm.
And brand new, hot off the press, I have an essay called titled From Negro to Black in a new anthology of essays by women of color called All the Women in My Family Sing, and it's edited by the wonderful Deborah Santana. So we're thrilled about that.
Wow, wow. Well, thank you for blessing our listening audience
with
all of that good news.
Absolutely.
We're going to grab another caller right quick before we head over back over to Benjamin's side of this discussion. So, Benjamin, get your book ready and out. We're going to open up the phone line. Caller, area code 413. You are tuned in live on Tribe, the Book Club Hub Book Tour. Caller, area code 413. Question or comment?
Oh, hey, peace, everybody. This is Abia.
Peace to you, too.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said peace to you, too.
Yes. Beverly, I don't know if you remember me. I was I did a poetry with you guys a few weeks ago.
Now, you know I remember you. Why did I forget you? How you doing, Queen? Peace and blessings and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I don't celebrate, but thank you. I'm over here with the baby now, feeding her, and I got
every day is
late.
Mother's Day.
Exactly. I got here late, and I didn't hear everything. I'm sorry, but I was just listening to the sister that was just speaking, and I'm like, oh, how do I connect with her? Because, you know, I've been writing poetry since I was 13. I was able to, you know, do radio shows and stuff really early on. And I had an opportunity to get published when I was about 15. My parents wouldn't let me do it. And I've been working on this book for years. And I really, really been praying and looking for direction and, like, a confirmation on when I'm going to get this published and how. And I'm finally in a position where I get to stay home with the baby and I could work on it. So how can I get
that's great
information?
Send me an email to ideatepublishing@gmail.com and remind me that you were one of the callers on the Book Club Hub, and we'll take it from there. We can definitely have a conversation.
What was that?
ideatepublishing@gmail.com.
I-D-H?
Mm-hmm. I-D-E-A-T-E publishing@gmail.com. And we're on Twitter at ideatepub and on Facebook as well, Ideate Publishing.
Ideate Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And you can also connect with.
That's great.
And you can also connect with LaRonda. You know, you and I are friends on Facebook, and you will see the flyer for the Book Club Hub Book Tour. LaRonda is tagged in the flyer, so you will be able to find her easily there and follow her links from there. Hey, baby. Cool. Now, did you have any other questions or comments besides getting in contact and connected? Did you want to expound about anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that with the little bit that I did hear, it was amazing. Like, I'm very impressed, and I'm like, yes, go ahead, sis. You know
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
Like, what you're doing. And the read was definitely good. I did not want you to stop reading.
You had to get the book and read the rest, right?
Okay.
I love it. Thank you.
I'm definitely going to support. So when I get your information and stuff, I will definitely share it with everyone
in
my circle.
Enjoy. Thanks for that. I'll appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate you, and we appreciate your poetry. This queen was a guest on Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing, in April, where we honored Mr. Gil Scott-Heron and some of the other poets. We had Mr. Bruce George from Deaf Poetry Jam, George and me from Deaf Poetry Jam, and a few others. So, Queen, we shall be in touch, okay? And thank you so much. Continue listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, thank you. God bless. All right, we're back live, the Book Club Hub Book Tour, and we are going to hear something from Benjamin. So, Benjamin, what will you be reading from?
I'll be reading from Arithmication. Arithmication is a children's book that merges poetry with the timetables. But before
now,
I begin, I tell us.
Well, I'm sorry to cut you off. Let me ask you this before you begin, and forgive me, but I need to ask you the same question I asked LaRonda as far as your publications, how many you have. You can go ahead and list them and shout out your books. I don't want to rob you of that opportunity.
Okay.
Shout it all out.
My first book I published was called Life Conflictions. Life Conflictions is a poetry book. Was published in 1995. Then in 1996, I published another book called Distinguished Young Black Poet, Volume 1, which in fact I Am Sabat came from that book. Then
congrats.
I published another book in 1998 called Diary of Black Love, Diary of Black Love. Then in 1998, I published a book, Christmas Poems. And then in 2003, a controversy poetry book called Sex Crazy. Sex Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I published another controversial book, Essays, called The Myth About Condom Safety, Essays. That was in 1999. Then I published another children's book called 365 Days of Blackness. Then I published, the last book I published is called Quotables. So all together I published like 8 books.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes,
so
congratulations.
Published.
All right.
Well, thank you. But And also, I also have a short story in a book called Blended Families, edited by Ms. Coleman, Valerie
Al
Coleman.
I have that book. I have Blended Families. That's a beautiful, beautiful book, beautiful concept.
The story that I wrote was Home for the Holidays. So the children's book that I'm reading tonight is called Arithmications. Like I said before, I took Arithmication, put it together, Arithmication. So it's a book for age 5 to 12, grades pre-K to 5th grade. Again, 5 to 12 age, grades pre-K to 5. So what I do, I do a story first, which is short, it's about like 2 minutes, and then I read the poem. You understand why I do that, because children, I like to get children into the book before I read the poem. So I'm going to read you this short story, then I'm going to get into the poem, and you understand why I do it in that order. So here we go. Good evening, parents and children. My name is Benjamin Hicks, a.k.a. Arithmication Man. I don't get my powers from cheese like Mighty Mouse or spinach like Popeye. I don't change into my costume in the phone booth like Superman. The way you see me is my costume. I get my powers from the enjoyment of children learning their multiplication tables with ease. One day, a girl named Yasmin was scratching her head. Numbers started to fall down like dandruff. She was so frustrated, she wished someone would appear and assist her with her multiplication tables. So I did, with a smile on my face. I knew what she needed. I called my workshop. It's filled with books for all ages of children to read and get excited about. I got books from that transform into chairs and clocks. Even got books that sing to you. Some of the books take you on rocket ships. You can even sail to your own island if you want. Words come off the pages and hug you. One of my bookworms answered the phone. "Hello," he said. "This is a replication man," I said. "I need the book." "Yes, I'm sure I need the book. Who are you talking to?" I put my hand up. "Yes, Max. I need a rush order right now," I told one of my bookworms. The book appeared. I started to flip pages. "Here we are. She's having problems with the 5 multiplication tables. So I'm asking you guys in the audience to help me to encourage her to learn them. Are you guys ready? Repeat after me. 5 times 0 is less than 1. It's 0. Do you know anything about Flintstone's dog who they call Dino? 5 times 1 is going to be 5. Do you strive to get good grades in school? 5 times 2 is more than 5. It's 10. Did you know Michael Jackson had a song about a mouse named Ben? 5 times 3 equals 15.
That's cute.
Do you eat a lot of protein? 5 times 4 got to be 20. Do you know Mrs. Piggy? 5 times 5 will be 25. Have you ever seen a beehive? 5 times 6 is 30. Do you like living in the city? 5 times 7 is going to be 35. Have you ever seen Barney live? 5 times 8 is going to be 40. How long do you watch TV? 5 times 9 will be 45. Do you like it when your mother or father drives? 5 times 10 will be more than 45. It will be 50. 5 times 11 is 55. Always cherish your mother and father being alive. 5 times 12 equals 60. Always try to help and respect humanity.
Wow. You know what?
That's amazing.
I have to give you a hand for that. I really have to give you a hand because not only it's beyond writing a book, it's unlocking a child's mind. Like LaRonda said, she doesn't call it writer's block. So you wouldn't want to call learning a learning block. But when you tap into the right sequence and unlock the key and turn on that light, then you see their brains grab it. You see the light bulb go on. And so I could see a learning block being lifted if someone is having troubles with multiplication and you put it in a poetic way. I commend you for that. That's creative. That's creative from a educator's point of view. LaRonda?
Yeah, no, I'm over here dancing on the table because our children, I'm in schools a lot. I also have that hat. And our children shy away from math almost like the plague. And so anything that brings it alive and makes it fun for them and takes away the fear, you cannot be afraid after you have such a good time listening to that. So I love it. Thank you, Benjamin. I'm writing that down over here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. This book also was inspired by my niece. My niece was having trouble with some of the multiplication tables.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the idea came to me. And she was telling me a whole class don't know any of the multiplication tables.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come up with a creative way to have the kids memorize the poem and the timetables. So I had to figure out a way for them to go together. So what I did, I took stories or characters that they could be familiar with. I know some of the kids are not familiar with Dino, but you can get familiar with Dino, the Flintstones.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody know about Bust a Body.
That's what
that
Barney came out of.
That was great. Exactly.
Barney is the modern day Dino, right? Well, listen, we have definitely used up this hour just like that, and it has been so much fun. So before we go out, I want both of you to once again let our listening audience know where they can catch up with you. LaRonda Crosby, thank you once again, Queen.
Thank you.
Tell us
Absolutely.
About UCAB before you go and where our audience can catch up with you.
Absolutely. So UCAB stands for the United California African American Book Club, and we host an event each year called Fall into Fiction. This year it will be held in Long Beach, California, from September the 21st to the 23rd, and I will definitely be there again doing whatever they ask me to do. The organizer, Sharita Caldwell, and the group of folks that work together are just amazing, and we love putting that on. It brings authors and writers and readers all together for 2 or 3 days, and we have an amazing time. So you can see me at UCAB. Go to, and that's on Facebook as well, UCAAB. Find that on Facebook. Sign up. Come down. Be with us. You can reach me at IDA Publishing. Again, Beverly mentioned how to get in touch there. You can reach me on Facebook, IDA Publishing, or visit our website, IDAPublishing.com. And let
us
know what you think about
Where's
My Tiara. So I'm hoping you all will read it and then let us know what you think about it by posting a review and letting us know what you thought.
And where can our listening audience get that? Is it available on
Amazon? It's on
Amazon.
Yes, ma'am.
Can they get
that on
any autographed copies?
Well, you know what? It's shipping straight from Amazon. We're doing some local events in the Bay Area. We'll be at Marcus Bookstore in Oakland on Sunday at 2, so they can certainly get autographs from several of the authors who've contributed. We'll also be there reading. You can purchase the book on Amazon as a print copy or ebook, as well as on iBooks.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Well, continued blessings and continued success for the amazing work that you're doing. I want to talk to you about a few things, but you talked about organizing writing retreats at the beginning of the show. So I think I want to talk to you about doing something like that where we can come together and bring some of the writers and the people that we're connected with together. And then I also want to introduce you to one of our Southern California sister stations. Her name is Michelle Berard. She hosts Somewhere in the Middle, and she's also a publisher and an editor. So we want to make sure that she gets the information so that she can make the Long Beach
wonderful
UCAB
great.
Event. Yes.
Absolutely.
So thank you once again for being right here with us on the Book Club Hub Book Tour. Now, Benjamin, come on and shout yourself out, my brother, and tell everyone where they can catch up with you, what's up on the horizon and everything, all that good stuff.
Well, the first thing I'm going to answer your last question. Well, I'm writing another children's book. I don't have a title yet. That's on the horizon. And where people can purchase Arithmetication, if you're in Atlanta, you can purchase it at Nubian Bookstore. My distributor is Black Book Plus. Black Book Plus. Phone number 718-784-2224. That number again, Black Book Plus, 718-784-2224. And their website is, this how you can bypass and go to the book that's sold on that site. Is the website is https://// blackbookplus.info/en/product/arithmetication, ARITHMECATION. And the number 10253 is a subtraction after arithmetication, 10, 25, 3. Also, you can purchase the book at my website, which is https://Ingleside62 at Wixsite, WIXSITE.com, Ingleside Press, which is INGLESIDE Press, PRESS. You can reach me. I have two email addresses for the Ingleside Press for the company. If also I'm a freelance graphic designer, when you go to my website, which is https://inkwell62.wixsite.com/Ingleside Press, I have my portfolio, which you can link, and you see my graphic design work. But you can reach me at the company, Ingleside Press, INGLESIDE Press, PRESS, at yahoo.com. To reach me, you can reach me at inkwell62, INKWELL62, at hotmail.com. I'm on Twitter. My name is Benjamin Hicks 3. Again, Benjamin Hicks 3. And the replication is less than a movie ticket. Less than a movie ticket. Again, you can purchase this book at Nubian Bookstore in Atlanta. You can purchase this from Black Book Plus. Or you can buy this book from me at my website. Again, the number for the distribution company for Black Book Plus is 718-784-2224.
Well, all right. So I know everybody got all of that information. I want to thank both of you once again. This has been enriching, enlightening, informative, engaging, and fun. So thank you both, LaRonda Crosby and Benjamin Hicks, for spending this time with me on the Book Club Hub Book Tour. And you can listen to the archives of this show at our studio page, blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. We are a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand, and you can visit us at GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel. Follow me on social media, Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel, on Twitter at Tribe Family US, and on my own Twitter page at Gumbo for the Soul. I'm on LinkedIn, Google Plus, Historically Black College and University at HBCUConnect.com, in association with Gumbo for the Soul Literacy Program. And I want you to stay abreast of all that is coming out of Tribe Family Channel. We will be honoring Malcolm X on his birthday this Saturday, May 19th. In that honor, I will be highlighting a gentleman that was a Malcolm X historian and also a very good friend of Dr. Betty Shabazz's. His name is Mr. Howard Wright. He was called home to be with the Lord a couple of months ago. I was just notified about that by someone that connected us together. She may be on the show, she may not be on the show, but she is the mother of the renowned comedian Dave Chappelle, and her name is Dr. Yvonne Sion. She is the person that Dr. Howard Wright felt that I needed to talk to. A couple of years ago, I was on the fence of my faith, and he said he wanted me to talk to Dr. Yvonne Sion. And so I also want to thank everyone for supporting Gumbo for the Soul, the Book Club Hub. We will be having the last show on May 29th. So to all of our previous guests, we will be shouting you out. We will be highlighting some more great authors. And for our book giveaway, this episode, I would like to give away a copy of Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, Special Pink Edition. So if the first person that emails me at Tribe Family Channel, T-R-I-B-E, Family Channel at gmail.com, and just let me know if you would like a special pink edition of Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor. This is a free giveaway, and I want to thank you and thank our guests and our listeners for hanging with us for this episode, and be sure to tune in for our final season, May 29th. So, LaRonda, Benjamin, have a blessed rest of your evening. Again, thank you so much for spending this time with me, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you. We have about 20 radio show hosts. We have sister brother stations that have gone on to do their own thing, so I want to get you two on some of the other platforms in the different areas that you acquiesce in, especially education. So be sure to stay connected, and I will do the same. And have a blessed evening.
Okay.
Again,
thank you so much. Continue success.
Nice meeting you,
Rhonda.
Nice meeting you, Rhonda.
Nice meeting you also. Continued success.
Thank you. All right, Beverly, you take it easy. God bless you.
And you take it easy. God bless you.
Thanks,
and
Beverly.
And I want to, again, thank you so much, and God bless. Again, we want to shout out Dream Castle Villa and our Dream Castle Villa Corp sponsors, Genius is Common, Gumbo for the Soul, Tribe Family Channel, a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand.
Bye. Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites, at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Another nice day.
On Saturday, June 9th, Dream Castle Villa presents the 9th annual Miss Dream Castle Beauty Pageant, hosted by senior radio personality Tony Cobb of 93.5 WVIP. Join us at the Royal Regency Hotel, located at 165 Tuckahoe Road, Yonkers, New York, with live performances by Luss and Force MD. Music by Super Rock and DJ E. Kim. Showtime is 6 p.m. and tickets are $90, including dinner, open bar, and a dessert bar. For tickets and info, call 347-201-2210 or 914-525-2477. You may also check online for info at MissDreamCastle2018.eventbrite.com. It will surely be a beautiful night. Hope to see you all. Be there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.